Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Roy Cateser, who is from an investment manager from Redmayne Bentley, with his 2017 outlook. A brave man who wants to call 12 months ahead, or the next 12 months. How are you today, Roy?
Yes, I'm good, thank you, actually, yeah.
Do you think it's brave, or do you think there are certain tricks of the trade that might help potential investors this year?
I think it's going to be a tough year, actually. I mean, yes, if you look at last year, the stock markets ignored the ignored Brexit. It ignored Donald Trump's victory, and it ignored all the problems in Italy, you know, towards the end of the year. And it was a remarkable performance, bearing all that in mind. So markets just tended to ignore any bad news. So this year is going to be a difficult call. I think that we're a little bit more cautious this year.
And is it, I mean, the obvious thing from what you said is that actually the factors which the political factors, let's say, that and maybe even the banking issues that we had in the EU are simply nothing to do with the stock market, and we're just connecting things which have no relationship to each other, like comparing vegetables with fruit.
Not necessarily. I mean, if we look at Europe, I mean, there are potential elections coming up this year, and to be fair, the banking crisis hasn't really gone away.
But I mean, every time there's a problem, somebody writes a very fat check.
That's it. It's like kicking the can down the road, isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, with that, with all that in mind, what are the areas of the market? What would you be suggesting to your clients, or asking them to at least take a look at?
I think one's got to be quite defensive, actually. I think if you look at areas like telecoms, utilities, pharmaceuticals, I mean, those are defensive areas. The important issue is how America reacts to Donald Trump and his fiscal issues, and is this going to be as great as corporate America as what the Dow Jones was suggesting late on last year?
But then if you look at those, I mean, those sectors which, let's say, they are defensive, but each of them has their own issues at the moment, like the telecoms, you know, there's the competition issue. BT, for instance, is, you know, is all over the place with Ofcom. Vodafone's almost like ex-growth. I mean, where do you actually, which particular companies are you looking at, and are you looking for yield rather than anything else?
I think yield, probably similar to last year, will probably form, you know, a good part of one's overall return.
Right.
So, as I say, one's got to look at stocks with decent yields, and that is one of the reasons why people will probably buy the stock market, is because the low interest rates which one gets in the bank stroke building society.
I mean, are you surprised that yields, you know, the dividends are still so high? I mean, I think Legal & General's got 7%, and there's other sort of lots of companies with 5 and 6% around the place as well. I mean, they don't actually have to be so generous, do they?
No, well, that's right. I mean, these yields have been around for, you know, for quite some time, and that's why the market is probably keeping over the 7,000 level as we speak today.
Well, it is over 7,000. Do you have any particular idea or call on where it might be by the end of the year? Are we looking at a 10% gain from the current levels? What's your view?
It's a brave man to give a percentage. If you look around and you read the commentators, everyone to a man is quite cautious this year. So that'll probably mean we will see a good year. But it's difficult to say, really. I wouldn't like to quote a percentage on it, but I think if you did see 10%, I think that would be a really, really solid return and surpass most commentators' expectations.
And is it, I mean, as you were alluding to it, the irony is that people are relatively cautious, so one can't say there's any froth in the market or things are overextended in that way.
Yeah, and we saw the same thing late last year. You know, everyone was very cautious about Brexit, cautious when Trump got in, etc., etc. And, you know, at the end of the day, the market ignored it all, and nobody was, as you say, no froth in the market. Nobody was pumping it up, and I think it's more of the same this year, actually.
Right.
I think people are actually looking over their shoulders, actually, and waiting for a big downturn, and it's not come yet, has it?
No. Final thing, I mean, with Brexit, we saw a divergence between the FTSE stocks and the FTSE 250. Do you expect that to continue, or do you think they'll start to realign again properly?
I think that if you look at the 250, you've got quite a bit of retail in there. You've got quite a bit of house building in there. And whilst, you know, whilst we're still seeing very solid trading statements from the house builders, in fact, we had a very positive one from Persimmon this morning. The shares in the sector, they still remain, well, they're certainly not breaking any highs, but they're sort of quite low comparatively. And of course, look at the trading statement that we had from NEXT yesterday, which is extremely disappointing.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a car crash, unfortunately, for them. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if they recover. In the meantime, Roy Cates, investment manager at Redmayne Bentley, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.